to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, John Greenwald Jr. of the Black Vault at theblackvault.com is answering listeners your questions, so many. And we're talking about this particular set of documents about alien implants. Any more to say before we go to our next question, John?
Yeah, very quickly. I think what a lot of people don't realize is that when you work for the military, work for the government, and you use their servers to send an email, that becomes public record and official documentation. And you can request that under a law that Clinton passed called the Electronic Freedom of Information Act, which then included all this electronic and digital, records. So you do find stuff like this where somebody can be talking about their lunch or Starbucks, or in this case, you know, Dr. Roger Lear and his amazing work. No conspiracy behind it, but shows that at least people internally are sending emails about it. But that's about as far as it goes.
Okay, here's a question from Ezekiel, who's been a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com, and it's one that I would like to hear the answer to. What is your most compelling document that you've been able to uncover today?
In regards to UFOs, I'm guessing?
I don't know. It all depends on what floats your boat, John.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll stick with UFOs. I mentioned the Air Force Manual 10-206. To me, that's a very compelling story. Another one that I bring up a lot is not one that I discovered for the first time, meaning it had been out in the public domain, but this was the four-page document on the 1976 Iran incident. And this, to me, I think, number one, is a fascinating story and one that displays technology that we don't even have today that I believe really shows the extent of a cover-up, meaning why is it important to keep these stories under wraps. But on top of all that, it's what got me started in the Black Vault. This was the first document that I had ever received under the Freedom of Information Act. And the quick backstory is that I discovered it online. It was one of the very few documents in 1995, 1996 that was actually online. And it talked about this UFO over the city of Tehran. And it shut down two separate F-4 Phantom jets, meaning took away their controls and communications. You could only explain it to be, in the sci-fi realm, a mothership. Now, why do I say that? Because the document said it had a second UFO come out from underneath it, a third UFO come out from the side of it. These were actually intelligent craft, because according to the document, the one UFO that came out of the original object actually flew around the F-4 Phantom jet, meaning physically around it flew. It had intelligent control. So when you look at this and you read it and you go, wow, this isn't an early X-Files episode. This is something that's documented in the United States military. That's fascinating. And that's one document. That's just a four-page document. And I think it's, and obviously the story goes in much more depth than the four pages. I was just trying to summarize it for you. But that, to me, is fascinating and something that I think many people should look at and see that document alone proves that there is technology out there that we just cannot explain, because to date, no one has been ever able to explain what happened in 1976 in Iran.
And I'm sure you're familiar with Ron Regehr, who was involved with the optics program, side of our space program. He has done some digging in this particular event, and he's come up with corroborating evidence to suggest that the reports as they were filed were, and the events as they were described, were, it was a real event based on his sort of back channel research. Well, you mentioned that you feel that these are nuts and bolts craft. What is your current opinion on the UFO subject? Again, this is from Ezekiel. In your mind, is it a phenomena that still requires much more data to interpret, or are you at a stage where you are 99.9% convinced that some events are due to beings traveling to our planet from other solar systems in nuts and bolts craft, quote unquote, or is there some other sort of unknown dimensional component to this affair, et cetera, et cetera?
I've structured my lecture at the UFO Congress this year over that very question. not to repeat myself, but I've never seen anything. I've never had that experience. So being a nuts and bolts kind of guy, I need that experience to say I'm 100% convinced they're above our heads. They meaning extraterrestrial. But what I will say is that I am 99.9% convinced, meaning I've looked at the science and I've been able, you mentioned my resume in the very beginning. I have been very, very lucky to not only work in television, but work in television programs that actually you learn something from. I don't want to take away from any show out there if you like the reality shows where you're looking at B-list celebrities' lives and how they argue with their boyfriend or whatever. I don't work on those types of programs. I work on documentaries. I work on nonfiction. And I've been very lucky to talk with some of the top minds in astronomy, in astrobiology, that have worked at JPL, that work at JPL, NASA, even the SETI Institute. And the reason I bring that up is, and the why, and why I structured my lecture this way, is that I tell my journey as not being anybody. I'm just the Joe Schmo, but I was thrown into this topic to answer that question. Are they above our heads? Are these connected to extraterrestrials, or is this simply just entertainment? Is this entertainment for Hollywood on the big screen? Is this entertainment for television? What is it? And so I dove into the science. I dove into the media connection with my personal experiences. And, you know, when you take all of that and you bring it all together, which in, I guess, 75 minutes is what they're giving me for the lecture, what I've done all of that in the lecture is bring it all together and just use common sense, logic, and our understanding of reality. Just that. You don't have to be a mathematician or scientist or some genius. Just use logic, common sense, and our understanding of what reality is. You can't deny that there's an extraterrestrial connection. You just can't. You can take any skeptical argument and blow it out of the water. And that's how I structured the lecture. So being the nuts and bolts guy, I'm not 100% there because I don't have the experience. But I can say confidently that if you really take some time and look at the topic and all the different facets of this topic, I think it's pretty easy to prove that there's something going on.
Well, that kind of dovetails to another question from Marduk, who's been a longtime poster at the Paracast. And his question is, given your extensive and longstanding work with FOIA and other governmental material, which of it do you feel is 100% genuine and smoking evidence of contact with something other than mankind? Now, you mentioned the 76 Tehran event, which I think is one of the most compelling UFO cases in my own personal estimation. Mm-hmm. But if these documents exist and are verifiable, how could they be better brought forth to, you know, for public attention? And are there other cases and documents that you feel are slam dunk evidence that we're being visited by extraterrestrials?
I wouldn't call it slam dunk 100% proof, because I think that if that was out there, you would probably see it more on the media. And you know, if I had it, I would be on television. I would be on Fox News.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I used the wrong term. He said smoking gun evidence.
I would even rephrase it to say the exact same thing. I don't think the smoking gun yet is there. This is a huge puzzle to me, and I think that everybody has to look at it as just that, a puzzle, because the minute you start putting these pieces of the puzzle together, because you can't just look at one piece here and one piece there, you got to start putting it together. You start putting the pieces together and you get a picture and you start to understand a little bit more, and you look at it and you go, ah, that's it. And then you realize one other very important fact, and that picture that you just put together is actually only a piece to a bigger puzzle. And it just keeps growing and growing. And I think that that's what we're currently faced with when it comes to the UFO phenomena. I mean, no offense to any other investigator or researcher out there, but if somebody claims to have the smoking gun, they're lying, because there's no reason for them to not be able to prove it. Now, they may have amazing evidence. They may have amazing stories. They may have an amazing experience. They may have some physical proof, but you don't have that smoking gun there yet. I've never seen it. If anybody out there has it and thinks that I'm full of it, by all means, let me know.
Send it along.
Send in the clowns. Send in the smoking guns. We'll take them. John Greenwald Jr. joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Yes, basically, we're hearing Chris after he smokes a few smoking guns. Is that what causes it? I don't want to hear that.
No, I absolutely agree with John. I think that there's a lot of documents that have been gathered over the years. Of course, John has done an admirable job of being a repository for many of these documents, if not most of them. But I agree, John. I don't see the smoking gun document that proves definitively the identity or even the type of intelligence that may be behind these enigmatic objects that defy our level of physics. And one thing that I've always been interested in with the FOIA process that you've been undergoing is the cattle mutilation phenomenon. You have been able to uncover some pretty interesting documents there, including I think you were one of the first people to have the FBI files related to that subject on your website. What do you feel about that particular topic? And as a follow-up from Jeff Davis, how about holographic projection technology? Have you ever encountered anything in that realm as well?
Well, to your point on cattle mutilations, I mean, that I find as a fascinating topic. I wouldn't say that it is my personal number one research drive. I'm the first to admit I am not the most educated on that very topic. But I've spent some time to look at it, enough to realize, you know, there's got to be something to it. Because when you have these cases, and these are the ones that fascinate me, where you have these cases of cattle mutilated during the winter on a farm that's covered in snow, and then they're found in the middle of the snow, you know, 100 yards out, with snow 100 yards all around, with no evidence of tracks or anything, and it looks like they were just dropped in the field. And I remember another case, and Chris, you're obviously much more educated on this topic than I am. Maybe you can help me out on this particular case, but I recall one where the cow was found seemingly dropped onto a fence post, and it was impaled from the backside up, meaning it was dropped upside down. I don't know if you remember this case or not, but I found that one fascinating. It's always stuck in my head. So I think that with cattle mutilations, there's definitely something to that. Are a lot of them possibly explainable? Yeah, I do believe that.
Well, like UFOs, most of them are, actually.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. So I think that we have to take that into account. But there are those percentage of cases that kind of make you scratch your head and go, hey, wait a minute. One of the first shows I ever did for History Channel as a producer was on cattle mutilations. And we got to go out into the field and we got to let me preface the story very quickly. We were doing a historical documentary, meaning just on the history of it. And as we were in production, we got a telephone call about a cattle mutilation in Farnham, Nebraska. And it just so happened to happen that week that we were writing this show. It was a pure coincidence. So needless to say, we redeveloped the entire show within hours, went out, and then we created the show for history. Like I said, it was one of the first shows I worked on, but it was very interesting to kind of see the raw video, the stuff that was too vulgar for television, of these cattle that were mutilated out on this farm. And while my boss was actually out shooting, I was just what they call an associate producer on this particular project. The show producer was the one out shooting. They went out and filmed the cattle mutilation, the cow that was down, still in the field. And so they kind of wrap up the day. They go and they're about to have some dinner, and they get a phone call that the next farm over, about 5 miles down the road, just had another cattle mutilation. So they hopped into the car, packed up all the cameras, drove down the street, and sure enough filmed a second cow that was down. So it was very interesting to see this all play out, because it's not something that you can convey on television and say, yeah, we were doing a different show, but then we had to rewrite it all because this happened or this happened. You just kind of have to tell a story in 44 minutes for a one-hour show. You only have 44 minutes to tell it. So you're very limited, but the backstory to me is it just adds to that interesting factor to cattle mutilations, because, you know, there are those cases out there that you just simply can't explain. Now, the second part of your question, the hologram technology, the holographic technology, if I understand it correctly, I'm guessing you're talking about the next generation stealth. Is that, do you think, Chris, that that's...
As it relates to these large flying platforms, it may be some sort of projections. And, of course, it dovetails into the whole Serge Manast sort of mid-90s idea of a Project Bluebeam and, you know, holographic mm-hmm. projections of Mohammed in the sky or something.
Yeah, I haven't. Where I kind of see more evidence is the holographic projections, if you would call them that, for more playing into a stealth technology role.
Meaning, right, cloaking device.
More of a cloaking, correct, yeah. In regards to a holographic image in a sky or, you know, making an event seem like it happened, and that even ties into some of the conspiracy theories about 9/11, by the way. Gene, I don't know if you're a proponent of this story or not, but... You know, there's a lot of theory that the planes weren't really there, that obviously the towers were brought down by explosives and the planes were projected in the sky to make it seem like they were physically there. And
tell that to the big engine that they found on Chambers Street.
Yeah, exactly. I think
don't bother me with facts.
Yeah, don't bother me with the facts. My mind is made up. That type of technology, I don't see any evidence of it, but DARPA does some crazy project, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. They do some crazy projects, and if they had something like that to really project something in the sky and make you think that it's there, although I don't see evidence of it, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Some of the most recent stuff that's come out of DARPA and some of the advanced technology are the next generation drones. You're not talking about something the size of your car anymore. You're not talking about something the size of a suitcase. You're talking about stuff that could be the size of a mosquito or a cockroach. And they're developing these cyber insects equipped with GPS cameras and surveillance equipment that can literally fly into anywhere. And you may see a fly on the wall and try and swat it with your paper, and on the other end of it is a little mini satellite remote control antenna that goes to the operator, and he flies away, and you're just annoyed thinking that it's just an annoying buzzing fly, when in reality it is a mini drone watching you in your living room or in your office or spying on some foreign leader. So that's the technology that's coming out now, and you look at that and you go, wow, if that's what they're telling us, that's what they're admitting to.
How long has it been operational?
And on top of that, what do they have that they're not telling us? And so I'm always fascinated by those types of stories, because sometimes it's not the story itself. It's what the story implies.
Good answer. Well, this is another question for you. Do you have any interest in non-UFO paranormal subjects, such as cryptozoological creatures, ghosts, hauntings, high strangeness events, that sort of thing? We've talked a little bit about the more conspiracy-tinged subjects. How about paranormal subjects?
And you only have 30 seconds to answer.
Wow, that sums it up. Yes, I'm fascinated by it, but I have to put a period on that. Absolutely. When it comes to government documents, though, to quickly sum it up, they're very hard to find when you get into those fringe elements of the paranormal.
Right.
But interestingly enough, even on spontaneous human combustion, the FBI has a file on it. So I've never ceased to be amazed about what they really have in their archive.
I wonder, after all these years, Chris, what files the FBI and CIA have about us. John Greenwald Jr. joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Consider the conspiracy here. Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, studying paranormal stuff for many, many years, longer than John Greenwald Jr. has been alive. I'm sure he realizes that. He's the young whippersnapper amongst us here. You wonder what the government knows about us.
If they're watching you, Gene, they must be awful bored.
They must be awfully desperate. They have to
well,
be
here's
desperate
the question, John. How do we get more people from your generation and younger to get interested to the extent in these subjects that you have to really do the heavy lifting, slog away in the trenches, file these requests, get out in the field possibly and investigate? What can we do to interest people and young people and somehow get them to not be jaded and totally accepting of all these subjects and really want to find out more?
You know, what's funny is I remember being asked that when I was much younger, and there was no younger generation. You said, and younger. Now I'm at that point where you have to have that in there. I'm feeling old. But to answer your question, I would say that this topic is very serious. It really is. It's very deep, and it's a lot of fun. And when you add all that together, I think anybody would naturally be interested in it. But you got to look at what the young generation, you know, my generation and the generation younger than I am, what are they seeing? And they're seeing, number one, they're seeing these amazing science fiction flicks. They're seeing these amazing CGI capabilities. So immediately that generation is being grown up and it's all fake. Now you add that into the fact that it's a joke to most media outlets that deal with the topic, if they deal with it at all, that it becomes this joke. So now you have this stereotype and this kind of aura around the topic that, oh, it's all fake. Oh, they're all crazy. And that's just something that tinfoil hat wearing people.
Yeah, that's not very motivating.
It's not very motivating. And so I think that we need to try and redefine that we need to try and get out there and say, look, there is some fascinating material that you can see and prove for yourself. You don't have to believe Gene. You don't have to believe Chris. You don't have to believe John. You don't have to believe any of us. If you took 20 minutes and looked at the real evidence that's out there and genuinely kept an open mind, I think it would grab anybody. I truly do. But in this day and age, that's getting more and more difficult because when you go on the internet, and you Google UFO, and you come up with 37 trillion websites, how many of them have that real, viable information? there's a lot of cases and there's a lot of people out there that, and I won't name anybody in particular, but there's a lot of people out there that sometimes give this topic a bad name, that they throw whatever they can out there to sell a book or to sell access to a website or so on and so forth, all to disappear like 12 months later and then never be to be seen again. Or it comes out that it's the biggest hoax of mankind and they put their life behind it and they go, yeah, well, I kind of knew that, but how about this one? This is the new one. And I think that kind of stuff really gives this field a bad name, that I think we need to work together and not against each other. I don't want to make it seem I'm on a soapbox, but I think that this, they call it the UFO community for a reason. And I think that a lot of people are missing that community word, that it's not about the sharing of knowledge anymore. It's about who can sell the most. I think that that's really an unfortunate trait that is becoming more and more prevalent. And I don't want to seem like negative Nancy. Please don't get me wrong. Because present company included, I would say there are amazing people in this field that care about the information that's out there, that care about what they put their name behind. And I think that we need more of that, because I think that will encourage and entice more people to get involved. But, you know, it's a tricky question to answer. It really is. And it's a difficult problem to solve.
You know, I think if people think they can earn money from UFO research, except for a very small number of exceptions, it never happens.
No.
It doesn't.
That can't be a motivating factor, because you're doomed if it is.
You really are. And Gene, I'm sure you've seen a lot of this in the years you've been doing the Paracast and been involved in kind of the internet world of this as I have been. But in 16 years, I have seen so many come up and disappear. So many try and sell stuff and disappear. So many websites that say send me money and disappear. And it's happened time and time again. And that's what always scares me is, you know, how many of these do we have to go through, people that have that smoking gun? Going back to that question you asked me, Chris, what's the smoking gun? Well, to me, in my opinion, it's not there. But when that person comes out and says, we have the smoking gun, but you got to pay X amount to get in to see it, or you got to pay X amount to buy it to look at this or whatever, that scares me to death, because you will never become that millionaire you think you're going to be. Hey, look, I've got a book myself. I'm not trashing authors. It's not about that. My point, though, is there are a select few that is their only intent. And with this topic, the volume just isn't there. The in mass bestseller on the New York Times number one bestseller list is not going to happen for a UFO book. There are some exceptions. But there's reasons there are exceptions to the rule, which I won't get into. But for the most part, that's just not going to happen. So I think we need to work together. We need to come together. We need to redefine what the UFO community really is and start reaching out and start getting out there. And it's something that I've loved to work with organizations with, MUFON and beyond MUFON, about reaching out to universities, colleges, high schools. I've been very lucky. I've been able to do quite a few lectures in the last 16 years. And I've been very lucky to do lectures to high school students, to college students. We did a presentation, a 2-hour block where people at Six Flags Magic Mountain, if they wanted to come over and spend a few minutes and ask questions, I was able to, you know, entice quite a few people to come over and take part in that event.
Wow, neat. So,
yeah, and it was for free. I didn't get paid for it. You know, and I've told them a million times, if anybody's listening, you want to organize something like that or help me organize it, look, you don't need to pay me. I would reach out, and I love to lecture about this topic. And as you can probably tell, for the last almost 2 hours, usually don't shut up about it. So I love it very much. It's been a huge part of my life. And if I could, you know, motivate, you know, 1, 2, or 100 other people to get involved, hey, I'm all for it. I think we need more of that out there.
Boy, I'll say we could use at least a dozen of you out there. You need to get your evil twin and all its doppelgangers together and create the Greenwald team, and then we could farm you out to all sorts of different organizations, countries, and places on the planet. Boy, we could sure use a lot more folks like you, John. Really, my hat's off to you. I've been one of your biggest fans for a long time. I really admire your tenacity. The way you've been able to, you know, just like a magician, pull some of these documents out that people, you know, have been trying to get for years in some cases, and you've been able to get them. You've made inroads with all the movers and shakers in the field. You're very well respected, and for good reason. And it's been a real pleasure having you on the Paracast, and I'm really looking forward to spending a little time with you. I guess this weekend at the UFO Congress.
You know, it may have actually happened. We're talking in the past tense. And we also have to thank our listeners, and we have another segment left. All the listeners who posed some excellent questions of our guest, John Greenwald. And let me tell you how it works before we get to our final segment. And that is, we have a place where you can gather called the Paracast Community Forums at forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. And when we have enough warning, and we actually posted the thread, the topic, about John Greenwald's encounters with the Paracast about 3 weeks ago, or 3.5 weeks ago, we pose a forum thread in something called the Question Bank. And there you're free to ask whatever questions you want. Sometimes you get so many questions we don't have a chance to ask them, or they're already answered by the guests in the course of general conversation. Here we got something like 24 questions. Don't know if we have many left, but the point being that this is the way we like to interact with our guests. And it's more predictable, I think, than just taking phone calls, where you can get pretty good phone calls. And sometimes you get phone calls from people who have an agenda. You never know. John Greenwald Jr. joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network. where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris in the PowerCast, John Greenwald Jr., he has the Black Vault at theblackvault.com. Just check the site out. You'll see what's going on. Chris, any more questions in the hopper?
You know, I, believe it or not, Gene, I think I've pretty much gone through all the ones that are pertinent. There are some questions that he's already answered that we don't need to go back over. But John, what is on your radar? I know you have your own radio show. You're doing an incredible amount of work now, and quality work, I might add, in Hollywood, helping take these neophytes just out of film school and kind of training them, giving them some on the job training about this subject area. Where do you see the media's role developing in this subject matter? I personally feel that the entertainment side of it has been emphasized in the past 10 years or so, I think a little bit too much with the reality style programming. What do you see as an anecdote for Cliff Notes versions and pop culture programming? I really do like the unsealed shows. As I said at the top of the show, I think that there's a lot of good information that's coming out. I really like the Battle of L.A. Show episode. Mm-hmm. I learned some interesting things that I didn't know. Every show has some nice pearls of wisdom. And so if you saw your ideal program covering these subject matters, how would you change the existing paradigm in Hollywood, and what would you do differently?
I think that the paradigm in Hollywood has really gone towards that reality TV spin, team of people going out investigating UFOs. Now, even though UFOs are fascinating, UFOs are interesting, let's face it, if you've been out in the field, a lot of times it's not all that exciting, you know, and television has a knack for needing that excitement and making that excitement. And you see that in some of these shows that are out there where you go, oh, come on, you know, how hokey can you really get when you really look at what they're doing or what they're saying and so on? And again, I'm not saying any show in particular, but that's true in quite a few of these genres, whether they be ghost hunting shows, UFO hunting shows, you know, even just silly B-list celebrity shows, that you need that element. You got to get away from that. That's what the future to me
is. Yeah, especially the lipstick cans in the face.
Exactly. Like there's some people, and I will put my name at the top of the list, that shouldn't be shot that close up. We shouldn't see John Greenwald's pores in his face. We just shouldn't. And unfortunately, that's what we're doing on some of these shows. And I think what we need to do is go back to that nonfiction traditional documentary, find a way to make that exciting, because the stories themselves, they truly are exciting. And if you know how to produce television, you know, you have a great director, you know how to direct, you can make these shows what the audience wants. And I think that, and this is my personal opinion, don't have any insider knowledge, but I think the reason why some of these paranormal / reality shows rate very well is because, well, the topic is hot, but they have nothing else to watch. There's no other paranormal show that does it right. They all have the same cookie cutter formula. And if you really kind of take a step back and look at all the different types of shows, again, whether it be ghosts, UFOs, hunting Bigfoot, whatever. What is it? You've got certain people from certain walks of life going out as a team of people investigating cases. That's the same cookie cutter. It's the same cookie cutter technique. I think that day's done. I think that they rate well because there's no other show that is better that's out there for them to watch.
They don't have the sticking power. I mean, how many times can you see people banging on trees and then jumping in the air saying, "Did you hear that?"
Yeah.
Like Finding Bigfoot. You know, one show that you were involved in that I really appreciated and I think was very underrated for its run was UFO Files. I remember the show that you helped on the Kolaris cases in the late 70s, early 80s down in Brazil. I believe you were involved in some of the research on that program. That was fascinating. We need more shows that really dive into some of the lesser known cases that could be really important and compelling and could be inspirational for people to get, inspired to get more involved in researching the subject for themselves.
Yeah, I agree. The cattle mutilations program that I mentioned a couple segments ago with the History Channel, that was part of the UFO Files series. Now, I didn't work on 100% of all the UFO Files episodes, but worked on, I believe, 9. I was a producer, writer, director on, I believe, 9 of them. I was able to see a lot working on those shows. We were able to accomplish a lot. And I think that that's really kind of what we need to get back to if we're trying to entice people to get involved. Because when you look at the reality spin to it, not to beat a dead horse, when you look at that spin, you kind of get this aura of it being television. It's entertainment. And it's not real. It's nothing that people should get involved in because it's just these four people. And that's not true. You know, what reality show really invites you to take part, get out there and investigate it yourself? And I don't think there are any out there. It's all about we're the prime experts. There's only four of us or there's only three of us. And that's it. No one else can do this. That's why we're on television and you're not. And I think that that's such a bad, uninviting aura around UFO and paranormal research. I think when you have that traditional nonfiction style, documentary style, not boring and dragged out, but something very interesting and done well and done properly, you see the people that are involved and you go, wow, I wonder what else is out there. And then that entices people to get out there and do their own research. But in the reality sense, you kind of close it off. And you go, well, yeah. I went out there, our team went out there, we investigated this, we didn't find anything, and if we can't find anything, neither can you. And then
right.
The credits roll, and that's it. And I think that that's kind of a bad aura. Again, I'm not trashing all of them. I was a producer on UFO Hunters. I was in season 3. I produced 3 of their episodes. And so, again, I'm not knocking all of them, but a lot of them are like that, and I think that we have to really kind of in television anyway, redefine that. And until the executives get out of this reality draw, it's not going to happen. And I hope it does happen. I hope it happens fairly quickly, too.
What's going to happen with the producers is that they will only make that decision with the executives at the TV networks when the ratings go down. When we get sick and tired of watching The Real Housewives of Podunk or whatever show they are, I never watch those things, then we'll get back to real reality TV, not staged reality TV. In the remaining minute or two left here, John Greenwald Jr., tell our listeners where they can get more information about what you're all about and maybe what projects you're going to be working on in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So theblackvault.com is usually the best way to reach me. I'm learning more and more every day. People think there is a team behind the Black Vault. I take that as a compliment, but the reality is it is only me. So if you click contact, it goes right to me. There's no middleman. So if you've got something to say or criticism, praise, or want to just throw sand my direction, by all means, you can contact me that way. Social networking, everybody loves it this day and age, so obviously Facebook is one of the main ways and the social network platforms that you can get a hold of me and follow the Black Vault. I do send out the daily updates through Facebook primarily, So you can follow kind of what's up to date. I've got a Black Vault page that you can subscribe to, and you can follow all of the recent editions. I post recent document editions, anything news, sometimes politics, sometimes my personal opinions on stuff, but mostly what's truly happening in the FOIA area and FOIA arena for me and the Black Vault research.
I have a fast question here, John, before we split, and that is the Obama administration easier or harder to communicate with to get FOIA documents?
In my experience, and this is documented, harder.
I've heard that. Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
Well, we live in a strange planet. It's ourstrangeplanet.com. Come visit. And got some new videos up there. And, you know, we're always adding new stuff.
ourstrangeplanet.com. And what about us? We are on Facebook. In fact, twice. There are two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, and someday I'll figure out a way to get them to become one. We're also known as the Paracast on Twitter. So you can follow us, and maybe we'll follow you if I get around to it. That's how it goes. John Greenwald of the Black Vault, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me, Chris and Gene. It was a pleasure being on again with you guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.